You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Joining us on the line right now is Congressman Scott Taylor, Republican from Virginia. He is also a former Navy SEAL, a man who cares a great deal about national security and foreign policy. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you again.
It is always it's good to have you. Listen, there is so much going on the world stage right now, North Korea, et cetera. And I want to get to some of those things in a moment. But overnight, we learned that apparently the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has sent a letter to the Speaker of the House affirming that that Iran is in technical compliance with the terms of the nuclear agreement, the nuclear deal that was struck by the past administration. But he goes a step further and says, but you know what? There's still a state sponsor of terror around the world and on many different ways and many different platforms. And we're going to look at that and see whether or not sanctions need to be reinstituted. Would you be in favor of that?
Look, I think it depends on what the language is always. The devil's in the details. But the reality is just because people comply with it doesn't mean they're doing other things that are bad. So, you said exactly what the Secretary is concerned about, is the fact that they have proxies all around the Middle East, that they are a state sponsor of terrorism. They're still on the State Department's list as such. And quite frankly, some of the money that was transferred to them, you can bet it's being used to fund Hezbollah and Syria and the Islamic Jihad around Israel and other proxies that they have in the region. So just because they're in technical compliance of a bad deal doesn't mean that they're not doing other bad things.
And okay, we'll watch to see how that story unfolds as the day progresses. North Korea. Well, the North Koreans are acting badly, and we're sending apparently aircraft carriers from all over the place to that region. Give us your assessment of what needs to happen there.
Let me first say that you have to applaud, you have to give credit where credit's due. And this White House, unlike any other one before it, in recent history, brought China into the fold. And part of that reason is because you do have a component of potential use of force there. When you have, when you're conducting diplomacy or economic sanctions or trying to enforce UN conventions and things such as that nature, you have to have force behind it. If you don't, it's just empty. And of course, you get exactly what has happened over the past couple decades or a few decades with North Korea, where they just beat their chest and bolster and conduct missile tests and nuclear tests and try to get concessions. So the difference is you do have the potential use of force. And this president, of course, is unlike the previous president, and strategic patience, as the vice president said, is now over. So you have to change the dynamic there. And the different component that's in there is, in fact, the potential use of force, which has brought China to the table. China's taken it seriously. They put reportedly 150,000 troops on the border because they have to worry about a humanitarian crisis and a refugee crisis if something happens. They've also reduced oil shipments to North Korea, warned them publicly said that they're going to work with the United States president to try to tamp down tensions there. It is very tense, and ultimately, of course, we want peace. We do not want war. That's not the goal here. But at the same time, North Korea continues to conduct these missiles against international law, these missile tests and nuclear tests. They shoot missiles into the sea right off of our allies. Imagine if they get intercontinental ballistic missile capability and send it off and shoot the waters right outside of California. That's unacceptable to any president, Republican or Democrat.
Do you think there is something in particular that North Korea could do that would be President Trump's absolute red line? Or do we, in a way, sit back and wait like the previous president did and see what they do, wait for them to do, I don't know, shoot, as you were saying, a missile into another country and then act?
Well, they shot missiles right outside the country,
right.
But I think a red line is for any president, to be honest with you, is if they have intercontinental ballistic missile technology and they're able to arm them with nuclear weapons, which could reach the U.S. mainland. And when you have sort of a regional dictator that you have there and that kind of regime that is irrational, you have to worry about that, and you have to worry about the safety of the American people. So to me, that probably should be a red line for any president. That being said, Congress should be consulted. There should be, this is the second administration working off a third administration's 16-year-old authorization of use of military force. That's unacceptable. We have to have a debate. We have to be in consultation with the executive branch. At the same time, you have to allow the executive for he or she to have some sort of flexibility to be able to respond to something that's a national security threat or against us, our allies, our interests. But Congress should certainly play a part in this and be consulted and ultimately authorize any use of military force. So, but I do think, North Korea has increasingly become belligerent. They've increasingly conducted these missile tests and nuclear tests. They're trying to miniaturize nuclear weapons, put them on submarines. They're trying to get intercontinental ballistic missiles to be able to touch the U.S. Mainland. And I just think that's an unacceptable risk for our nation.
Can I change topics to the politics of what's going on in Washington?
Do whatever you want. Sure.
Well, I appreciate it. You're very kind. Look, right now, members of Congress are back home. They're talking to the voters. They're talking to the citizens in their districts. And I'm wondering what you're hearing about the desire to do something about health care. Because, quite frankly, we just couldn't get anything done. We couldn't get it across the goal line there. What are you hearing from your constituents in regard to that?
It depends on who the constituent is, of course. But I mean, there's still some supporters of Obamacare. Obamacare, of course, went up in the polls because of sort of the bad rollout and I'm not getting it done. I'm not a quitter. We've been talking about repealing and replacing this disastrous program for 8 years. We spent 18 days on it. Didn't happen. So what? Dust your knees off and move forward. Let's get it. Let's be deliberate, methodical. Get something done. I mean, the vast majority of the people, and certainly in my district and most likely around the country, the people who support Obamacare had pre-existing conditions. They wanted to be able to be taken care of, and I think that's legitimate. I don't think there's anybody who has a family out there that doesn't have somebody that has a pre-existing condition. They also wanted to keep plans to the 26 years old. The vast majority of people who are against it, who I think, which is why we need to change this thing, are getting killed by premiums. So they have coverage, but they really... It's just a card. Their premiums are too high. Their deductibles are too high. They can't afford it. It's crushing them in taxes. We have to have, and these are the majority of the people in middle class, and you're hurting working families. I think we have got to step up, come together. Democrats too. I mean, they're just as responsible. They concede and say that this Obamacare is flawed and that it's hurting people. And they've been talking about changing it for several years now. Even my Senator Mark Warner was talking about Republican talking points across state lines, all this stuff. But nothing has happened in years. So we're governing. We're leading now. We have got to come together and make some changes to give relief to the American people.
Lastly, Roll Call has named you as one of the lawmakers, the four lawmakers to look out for in 2017. Why should I watch you?
Well, I'm flattered and honored, but the reality is I have an amazing team around me. I have amazing supporters. That's why we've been able to do anything, and anything really, and that's why we're being named. But the reality is my team, we have zero desire to sit in Congress for 20, 30 years and do nothing. We're going to use every single minute there. We're already pushing and pushing and pushing to make things better for the American people, to help people, to use power, to assist folks who may not have power, and to solve problems. So it's my team. That's why.
Well, you're on notice. I will be watching you.
All right. Congressman Scott Taylor, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Right. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.